You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
Hey, in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you what to look for when buying houses. We're going to be looking at macro location, micro locations, and how you can really scale fast. So, location, location, location is absolutely key. And my first time as a property investor, I made every single mistake in the book. I bought my first investment property at the age of 20. 20 years ago, and then I went on to build a portfolio of over 2 million euros worth, but I bought in the wrong location, in the wrong country, and the wrong types of deals, and I lost over 2 million euros. It was a complete disaster. Now, having become a professional property investor doing it the right way, there is a model that I follow and people that I work with, so you get the right property in the right location. And what's really important is to hone in on what's called your gold mine area. What is the area that you are going to focus on? Many people I see have this scattergun approach. They buy a property in London. They buy a property in Essex. They buy a property in Coventry. Then they go and invest in Scotland or Wales. And before you know it, you're just chasing these deals all around the country, and it becomes extremely difficult. So when looking at your goldmine area, you have something called macro location. Macro location. And here are some fundamentals when choosing your macro location. So macro is a generalized area. One of my gold mine areas is Colchester in Essex along the A12 corridor. I also invest in Ipswich. So let's take a look now at the key fundamentals. Number one, I recommend that you invest no more than an hour from where you live. I got into property the right way 7 years ago because I wanted to spend more time with my children, my wife. I wanted to do less, earn more. I didn't want to have to sit on the M25, the M40, the M60 and spend hours and hours and hours up and down the country looking for great property deals. There will be a strategy, something that will work within 60 minutes of where you live. And actually, you'll probably find somewhere within 30 minutes, if not on your doorstep, but maximum no more than 60 minutes away from where you live. And that's so you can get to your properties quickly. It doesn't take you very long to get to those properties. You can scale faster, and you're really going to get to understand what the area is all about. So easily accessible. Fundamental point number two is making sure that you are buying in an area where the demand for rental properties is really, really high. Now, you will walk down some areas or some towns or some estates where you live, and there will be to let, to let, to let, to let. All of these to let signs, that's telling you there isn't the demand for rental properties. And hey, you might be able to go and buy a property there 25, 35, if not 40% below market value. But if you can't rent it out, it's going to end up costing you money. So make sure the demand for rental properties is very high, because as soon as you buy the asset, do the refurb, you're going to want to rent that out fast, because your tenants are going to be paying the mortgage. And then you take this bit at the end, which is the profit. And depending on what strategy you have, that could make you £200 a month, £400 a month, could even make you £2,000 per calendar month. The next point is to make sure that you are close to a town centre or built up area. This is what the rental market is looking for. How easy is it to get to the town centre? Are you in a built up area? And this is also important so you can scale. You're going to want to make sure that there's stock availability. Because trust me, when you get your first deal, you get your second deal, you get your third deal, and you're on a roll, you're naturally going to want to keep recycling money, scaling the portfolio, so you continue to make money even while you sleep. The next fundamental is to make sure that the population is no less than 80,000 people. And the reason that I decide to do that, again, it's so I can scale and also so there's enough demand for those rental types of properties. We also do some serviced accommodation. So we want to make sure that, you know, there's good contractor market in place as well. And there's very, very good demand. The next fundamental is to ensure that your macro location, your goldmine area, is within 20 miles of another large town or city. Why is that? Again, for scaling. So one of my goldmine areas is Colchester. Ipswich is just 15 to 20 minutes up the A12 corridor. So it means I can have two goldmine areas working at any given time. Gives me more opportunity for deals. It enables me to continue to build more relationships. And it just means that you'll be able to do more deals in a shorter space of time. The next key point is to make sure that you are in an area where there is great, robust, and various transport links. You want to make sure that your property is within these links. Colchester's got a great transport links. It's got a good bus route. There's three train stations in Colchester. So great for people working in the city, different parts of the country. So again, make sure you're in an area where there's robust and various transport links. And the next thing to consider is to make sure there's at least 20 medium to large employers. And the reason for this is that we go out to the contractor market. I do HMOs. We've also got some serviced accommodation, and we want to put our units in front of the local companies. A lot of companies, they have the workforce come in Mondays to Friday. They go home at weekends, and you can call them companies and say, hey, look, I'm a local landlord. I've got these properties. This is the experience that I give to my tenants and guests. Could you put a good word in, and could you let your workforce know that we have amazing accommodation? It's all about getting the tenants and the guests into those units as quickly as possible. So think about now, where could your macro location be? What in your area ticks all of these boxes? Once you have your macro location, which is your generalized area, then it's important to consider your micro location. And this can literally come down to a few streets or one or two areas. Every postcode is like a micro economy. And the price of a property on this side of the street compared to this side of the street can be massively different. So what to consider when looking at your micro location? Here are some key fundamentals. Number one, I want to buy properties that are close to a corner shop, a supermarket, within a few streets or a very, very short period away. Because this is what the rental market is looking for. They want to be close to amenities. The next point is making sure that there's some type of entertainment within a couple of miles. Bowling, cinema, something along those lines. Close to a bus route, transport links within a few minutes walk. Close to a doctor or healthcare facility within a couple of miles. Major hospital within 15 minutes. And where possible, avoid Article 4. We do a lot of HMOs, houses in multiple occupancy, and different councils across the UK have different rules and regulations. So Article 4 is a restriction that has been put in place in some towns where it's more difficult to get a HMO. And you would need to apply for sui generis. It's a type of planning permission so you can convert that property from C3 into C4. Now, some towns in the UK, even though they're Article 4, they're still very much pro-HMOs, houses in multiple occupancy, multi-let type properties, but you may have to have a HMO which is not within 50 doors of another HMO, for example. Other towns in the UK, let's take Nottingham for example, there is an Article 4 in Nottingham, and the chances of getting your HMO through planning in Nottingham, you've got more chance of winning the lottery. It's more difficult. Now that doesn't say you can't do HMOs in Article 4, but for me, I like the ease of not being in Article 4. It means we can scale. We build a nice relationship with the HMO officer. You've got to remember, you're buying property, you're refurbing property, you're going to refinance, you're going to rent this out as a single let or as a HMO, or perhaps you're going to use it as serviced accommodation where you've got guests rather than tenants. I like to have a diverse portfolio of different properties, different strategies, generating different types of passive income. And that is what I love about property investing. And you might be watching or listening to this now and you're fairly new to property and you just don't know where to start. But be under no illusion, location is absolutely key. You want to get the right property in the right location where it doesn't take up a lot of your time. You can scale, you can rent out fast. This is how you go and get amazing results. So let's just recap on the micro location. Buy houses close to a corner shop or supermarket within a few streets. Entertainment within a couple of miles. Close to a transport link or bus route, close to a doctor's or healthcare facility, major hospital within 15 minutes, and where possible, avoid Article 4. I love property, I love business, I love scaling. We've done many, many property deals within our gold mine areas, and there really are some areas within Colchester. It doesn't matter what property comes up, we will avoid it like the plague. And you also want to be in an area where you're going to get the right types of tenants, working professionals, families, business owners, couples that are going to look after your property and they're going to stay with you year after year after year after year. Remember, many of your tenants are going to live in your property for many, many years to come. So you want to give them an experience. You want to make sure it's a great house in a great location, close to great amenities, because they're going to be creating memories there for many, many years to come. So if I can do it, you can definitely do it. I absolutely love property. Thank you so much for tuning in and make sure you stay tuned.
You're listening to the Dealmaker podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator. Create more opportunity and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.